All right, what's up, Dutch Nation? Okay, here we go. Part two, Kyle Garrett podcast. Are you ready? So, just a recap, Kyle gave us some good insight as to what goes into opening a stand, not being afraid to try something that you don't fully know how to do yet, and then just being a good example to the rest of his crew with his health. Transitioning now into part two, he's talking about having some accountability buddies and the importance of getting an outside perspective and just constant refinement, not being afraid to try new things, whole lot more good stuff. I'm going to stop talking. I'm not going to do it justice. Go ahead, sit back, listen to the exciting conclusion, part two, Kyle Garrett podcast. So are you more self-motivated right now, or do you have like some accountability buddies?
Pretty much just Jimmy, dude. I think it's just really taking a look at yourself in the mirror on a regular basis and being like, dude, what can I do to make myself better?
Yeah. Jimmy has definitely been a good one for you physically, right? Yeah. With that, do you have people that you kind of reach out to when it comes to relationships or finances?
There's just like five of them normally. Randall, Rez, Berkey, Sean Provost, and then Jimmy as well.
When it comes to work and all that?
Yeah, it's just like, these guys are older. They've been around like with DB for a while, and they've been doing this business owning thing for a while with like their franchise. Just stuff you don't really understand that I'm like, dude, what is a bond and what does it mean for this property lease that I need?
Yeah.
And so it's just like that kind of stuff that I'm like, I've never dealt with that. I'll call these guys and they're like, oh, it's this.
Yeah.
And it's just cool to get outside perspectives because you get caught up in your own city so often that you're like, dude, this site's going to be so sick, bro.
Yeah.
And then you'll send it to them and like, hey, it's kind of weird. There's no entrance on this side of the road. You're like, oh, shoot. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Getting those outside perspectives always. I always get like five, but I'll hit them up individually.
Totally.
I'll be like, hey, what do you think?
Group text is like not beneficial.
That. I'll Vox each of them individually because I notice when I just throw it on like for five people, they don't really respond.
No one does, yeah.
It's weird.
I don't, man. I'm horrible at group text. Yeah. I hate. Mm. I want individual communication. Like that's how, and I respond well to the individual communication. Unless Shane's texting me, then I'm like,
I only get emojis back.
Yeah.
It's usually like a throw up one or the middle finger one.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. It changed my life when you could just double click a text and like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is huge, too. Yeah. That way I don't have to actually.
Yeah.
Dude, like, okay, that's good. Cool.
I'm
getting better at that, by the way. I'm like, okay, I can say ha-ha to this one.
But on the topic of just bettering yourself and just you in general, last time you were on, you said your purpose is refining, revolutionizing, and modernizing the world. That was 5 years ago. Do you still feel like that is your MO right now, today?
Yeah. So check this out. This is our scene in EG. We do a manager meeting every single Monday. Mm-hmm. So assistant managers and managers go. The content of the meeting is always refinement. So what did we do last week that we can do better next week? What can we work on to better ourselves with speed, quality, and customer service? What are little things that are causing a burden on you guys that I can make better for you?
Yeah.
Because there's different levels of things. There's operational things, but then there's like literally things like our umbrella's broken or whatever, however small it is, or like our squeegee's broken, anything like that. That really puts a burden on them and it makes their job harder.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal as a franchisee is to make it as easy as possible for my people to do their thing as best as they can. So I'm pretty much putting the baseball on the tee for them.
Yeah.
Like I'm making it so they're playing T-ball. That's my goal as a franchisee. It's like, can I add more freeze machines for you? Can I add more espresso machines? Do you need more spoons? Do you need more blenders? Like, what do you, more iPads? Like, what can I do to make it easier and better for you guys? So in this Monday meeting, we just all talk about how the weekend went, really, because Monday through Thursday is pretty smooth. It's not as busy, but then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is just nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So that's really where we can find the most things to make better. So it's like, oh, well, we tested this last week. We tried the cashier stand. We tried four texters on a single-sided stand because we're like, we got to get the cars through faster. We got to get the orders faster. Mm-hmm. So it's really just diving deep into what we do with speed, quality, and service always, every single Monday. That's the main topic. How can we be better next week? And really, with DB, that's the thing, is like, we can always refine things. We can always make them better. Like, don't get stuck in this thing of, this is just how we do things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want everyone to have an open mind. Anything is up for change, in my opinion.
Yeah. Totally. Well, anything is up for improvement.
Our goal is to structure it all. So we'll start, like, how do you run the cashier stand, or how do you do drink running, or, you know, how do you staff appropriately? This really cool document we just created walks you through on if you're a single-sided stand, if you're on a double-sided stand, if you have 4 through 16 people available to work that shift, and where exactly they go.
Yeah.
So the goal was, I don't want inconsistencies of positions for how we staff stands, because I it's not fair to the customer, number one. Mm-hmm. It's like, why didn't they have a drink runner? Or why didn't they have 2 texters on that double-sided? And so we created this like easy step-by-step thing where any shift lead can just look at it and they're like, oh, I have 7 people on staff today, so this is where they go.
It's pretty bitching.
And it's like, oh, you have 9 people now on shift. That's when you open your cashier stand. And this is how you open your cashier stand.
Yeah.
Step-by-step for everything. Give them all the tools they need to perform at peak level, and refining it every single week. And adjusting. No document we have is just like a PDF. It's right. All a live document on Google. We'll just go and delete it, edit, like, oh, this didn't work out. Well, we're going to change it to this. And this is why.
I'm sure it varies from stand to stand. Everything is different. You know, different communities
totally
have different, you know, paces and different, even yeah. like, you know, oh, it's this at 9 o'clock. It's, you know, bananas.
Yeah.
Where here it's like, oh, it's actually at 7 here.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was the important thing for us, to be able to scale it, not only for just a Dutch Bros stand, but a single sided and a double sided, because we have a single sided and we have a double sided with a walk up. It's 2 extremes, bro. Yeah. Like, it's crazy the difference of running those 2 shops. So every document we create for each one.
Yeah.
So we can just be like, hey, this is how you do it for single. This is how you do it for double-sided. And this is the step-by-step process to make sure we're doing it consistently.
Totally.
So the manager has obviously their equation for how many people they could staff based on sales. So it's like, if you do $600 from 7 to 9, this is how many people you can staff.
Shift, yeah.
So they staff that and they schedule it. And then the shift lead walks into their shift and they're like, this is how I staff that with that many people.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no guessing.
Step. Yeah.
That's the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Is like no guessing and consistency for our customer base.
You take away that kind of what ifs in a little bit, you know, like
we've tried.
There's a map for it.
Like, I've always thought Dutch Bros is like organized chaos. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Perfect.
Like, that's what we are as a company. And I think that we can't have too many rules, but we need to have the rules in place that make it okay to have the chaos.
That's what caffeine does to your body. It gives you organized chaos. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, we're doing this.
So kind of with that being said, your nature being a person that's all about refining, what do you think Dutch Bros as a whole, company-wide, not just specific to Elk Grove, is there like one thing you could see us refining to be better?
Whoa, that's a big question, Mark Berry.
I don't pull those punches.
I mean, Dutch Bros is killing it right now. I think that we have to be on top of change and that we have to get the message out faster when people find out new ideas that are working better.
Totally.
There should just be a place for that. Like, oh, if you guys have any documents or anything you found that works better, submit it here. Mm-hmm. And then that gets shared with everyone. Like, hey, if you guys want to start trying to staff this way, then do it. This is the document. Too often, I don't hear about something until like 6 months later. They're like, oh, yeah, did you hear that they started doing it this way over in wherever? Yeah. I'm like, what?
In Arizona?
That's such a good freaking idea.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't I know about it?
Because sometimes that stuff just gets put on a Facebook thread and it's just lost in a feed and half the people don't see it. So,
totally.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
So I think that's one big thing, just staying on top of that information and getting the word out. And I think one big thing would be testing things in, you know, regional based markets, to where it's like, hey, we want to test breakfast burritos. Let's just do it in this market.
Oh. Kyle's always going to push that breakfast burrito. And I love it.
Like, why is Kyle saying breakfast burrito again?
Because everybody loves breakfast burritos.
Hey, man.
Burritos,
you know
bro.
What? Listen, since the dawn of time, we've been going into the McDonald's, getting a dollar breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Don't work in your
Brett
shift. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just
1998 at the Agnes stand.
Oh, man.
That was what happened. You showed up with the breakfast burrito.
Can I get a small iced Americano and a carne asada burrito?
Yeah.
How great
is that? Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
No, but I think that would be big, is just testing things in the market. And then LTO items, of course, like Shine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing more of that fun stuff.
It's
where
fun.
It's like we bring a new product on and it slays it for like 2-3 months and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I think that stuff is so rad for our customer bases.
Yeah.
Because we can only create so many secret menu drinks, bro. We gotta start adding.
No
Pop
way, bro.
To drinks.
It's a universe. We created the secret menu universe.
Unlimited.
What are you excited about for the next 5 years of Kyle Garrett's life?
Yeah. So it's going to be a wild just 2 years. But our goal, I mean, has always been to, you know, spread the Dutch Bros brand as many places as we can. Mm-hmm. To create more opportunity for more baristas. Like, that's my main goal. I just want to create more stands so I can give more people the opportunity to move up and to come where I came from, dude.
Yeah.
Like, coming from just like the roasting facility to a night guy at A-Town, I know if you really are committed, like, you can move up and it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, I just really want to create more opportunity for everyone that I can. And then we're working on making our house like as inviting as possible for the crew.
Yeah.
So over the next like 2 years, we really want to get a cool backyard with a pool so everyone can come over and hang out, because it's so important for them to like see you in your element at your house.
It's bitching to see the reality of life.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny, dude, because back when I did the first podcast, I was talking about like inviting everyone to everything.
Yeah.
That was before I had a kid.
Yeah.
And it got way different, bro.
It's definitely harder to do that.
Yeah. Mm. And so it's just like delegating that to some, like Zach, my brother, or like the managers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, happening. Hey, you guys need to start doing this for everyone. Then I get this like, Kyle, we wish we saw you more. And I'm like, there's 120 of you, but all right, dude. Yeah. Like, let's do this. I would love to just put in a group text to all my employees. Hey, tomorrow night at my house, 6 p.m., come swim. Mm. And 120 people show up. Like, I would love that.
DJ, we got...
You
got
to call the cops and be like, hey, can we get a permit for this freaking festival that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, it's free.
It's fine.
Do
I live in the country, bro.
Yeah,
I live in the country,
that's
so it's all good.
Moved out in the hills.
But no, those are really the goals. And then I think from a broader scope, like branching out and trying to help with whatever I can HQ-wise. Because I think, you know, as a franchisee, I can only do so much for the company. But I think eventually helping out as a whole is the goal, you know? Because I'm going to be here forever, bro. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize to me, bro. Me too.
We're internal.
Shane's not going to be around, but it's nice knowing you, dude.
That's the confidence boost.
Sorry, I don't have 5 year goal. It's 5 years is hard for
it
me.
It is hard.
Out.
This is what's wild to me. I'm like, what? It's July already? Yeah. Where are we?
Yeah.
It's time moves so fast. So before you know it, 5 years will be here. There's so many little changes that happen.
Yeah.
And they happen fast. Oh, yeah. And they're coming down the pipeline quick. You know, it's like, it's not like time slows down for any of us, unfortunately.
Totally. And it's crazy. Like, writing these things down is so important, like for the goal setting and actually seeing that you wrote it down. It's funny. I had written down two different lists of goals. I had like personal goals and then I have like business goals. And I think I sent that one to you that I found randomly in my notebook that we wrote like six years ago. And it was like, get married, have a kid, buy a house, open a stand, buy 5 years I want, three stands, buy, you know, all of that stuff. Mm. And then it was like, dude, I almost did all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you sent me back a message. You're like, cool, what are the next goals? Like, what's next? Yeah. That's cool, you did that, but what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
And then for the business ones, it was like, you know, having the busiest stand in Dutch Bros, and then opening five stands by the time I'm 30.
Yeah.
Like, all these things people thought I was crazy to write down.
Right.
And I sent that one, I think, to Brian Maxwell.
I mean, just dreaming and going, what's possible? Mm-hmm. And because people are going to go, hey, you're crazy. Yes, please. Think crazy, because before you know it, time goes by, and what do you have to show for that time? Mm-hmm. You're going to hit goals. So cool. Keep them coming so that you keep having targets to shoot at. If you don't have anything to shoot at, then you get comfortable.
Well, I loved Levi's example at Coachella this year, too, of all it takes is kind of one person to show you that something's possible.
Totally.
Because in 1986, a single backflip on a BMX bike was bananas. Fast forward, you know, to our time, and there's a dude that's done a quad backflip.
Yeah.
But it just took that one guy to like be crazy and be like, I'm going to do a backflip on a bike. And everyone's like, whatever, bro, you're nuts. And then they did it.
Psycho.
Like, well, it's like that one exercise that people do. It's like, okay, reach your arm up as high as you can.
Yeah.
As high as possible. And everybody in the room does it, right? And he's like, okay, now reach it a little higher. And everybody does.
Everybody
and he's
goes
like,
a little higher.
What the hell?
Why didn't you do that the first time, bro?
I said as high as possible.
I said because we put a limit on what we're capable of doing.
Yeah.
You know, we limit our own bodies, in our own minds, all that stuff. Yeah. You're capable of so much more than you believe, which is wild.
I think about that every day, bro.
Yeah.
5 years ago feels like yesterday.
Totally.
Yeah. 10 years ago feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like I can remember smells from cleaning the stand at A-Town at night. Like I remember what I was doing in the stand at night. And I wake up now and I'm like, whoa, bro.
what?
Like what in the world just happened? Yeah. And it's just knowing what you want. Because I never didn't know what I want. Everyone knew what I wanted. I was like, I'm going to franchise the Dutch Bros. That's what I'm going to do. Like I don't care what anyone tells me. That's what I'm doing, guys. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't know if you guys have ever read the book, The Alchemist, but it's like putting it out there. So people know it, because randomly along the way, people are going to be like, Kyle, he wanted to do that. Oh, I wonder if I can help him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to know exactly what you want. And that's a big issue right now with a lot of people.
So they don't know. They don't know what they want because they've never thought. Well, like, what do I want? What do I want? Because you get caught in this kind of routines, which routines are super bitching. They're amazing because they can get you into incredible places. They can also kind of make it so you're not thinking outside of the box of what's possible. That's why, I mean, I love it when you earlier you're saying, I have five guys that I go to that I can go, hey, dude, what's going on here? You can ask the questions because it's not in your box.
Yeah.
But you have to start having questions that are outside of it. First, I want you to come look at my backyard, bro, because I need ideas. I just need ideas. What do you think? And just because Kyle's going to come in and go, well, you should do this here, doesn't mean I'm going to go like, yep, okay, you're right. It could be like, oh, his suggestion might stimulate something in my own mind that'll create something different.
It's the wheels turning.
You can only stare at something so long before somebody else can stare at the same thing and see something totally different that you didn't see.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get so used to it that you're going to oversee it.
Yeah. It's totally. Like often you can't find your car keys and you're looking right at them.
Right.
They're right in front of your face. And you're going too nuts in your brain that you miss it.
It's funny because like I on purpose don't have a lot of friends. On purpose.
Messed up.
It's crazy to think about. It's crazy to
No, it's good.
Because
though.
It distracts me from my ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Like I want to be the best husband. I want to be the best dad, and I want to be the best franchisee in Dutch Bros.
Yeah,
my life is very clear to me what I want out of it.
Totally.
Like, Haley is funny because she's always like, we just need to find more friends with kids in our age. And I'm like, babe, like, we have friends.
We
have friends, but why? Yeah. Like, why?
For what?
I don't want a bunch of shallow relationships. But I want a handful of friends that I can be my entire self with.
Yeah.
And that I don't put on any show. I don't act different. You guys are all my homies.
Yeah.
And that's just what I want. And I do it on purpose. I'm not like, oh, this guy was super cool at the golf course and I got his number and we're going to hang. Like, it's not my thing, dude.
You know, I think that also comes with time and age too. Like, you're right. You're like, the older that I get, I'm like, I just don't have the time to start a new relationship with somebody.
Right.
Totally.
You know, I'm like 37. I'm still trying to freaking have relationships with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not single anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like easy to have a bunch of friends. Now you're at a place where it's like, okay, it's you and your lady. So you're going deep there.
Mm-hmm.
And so having these deeper like relationships, it takes time to develop those things.
Totally.
And I would imagine that Haley's desire for more friends with kids is just that it stems from a place where it's people that are relatable, where you guys have the same priorities. Yeah, yeah. Because when you are talking to young broistas, there a lot of them are single, and they probably just like are puzzled that you can't hang out every other day.
I know, that's like, really,
you can't go.
Like, oh, you can't go to the bar tonight. No, bro.
I mean, not
can't
really.
Do that.
No,
I could, but my home life would suffer immensely.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, Haley, obviously. I married her because she made me better.
Yeah.
Haley is great with like relationships. She loves everything and everyone. And like she makes friends in like a second.
Yeah.
And she trusts people instantly. Like it's the opposite of me. But it's stretched me and made me grow to this way different than I ever would have been by myself.
Yeah.
Like I don't like going to public functions when I don't know people there.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. Yeah. And Haley's like, oh no, this 2-year-old's birthday party, we're going. And I'm like, what?
Why?
Why, babe? She's there... like, we're going because we're good friends. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I know. I was just seeing if you wanted to go.
It's just funny because it's like she makes me so much better in that aspect of like she pushes me and makes me do uncomfortable things that I'm like,
I
wouldn't do normally. So it's really cool.
It's like what you said. To be comfortable, you have to make yourself uncomfortable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's where you got to find someone that pushes you to be better. You know, like if you're going to look for a girlfriend, bro, find someone that's pushing you to be better.
Got boyf. Hey, girl, you got boyf?
Got boyf.
Just walk up to a girl, the next pretty girl you see.
Yeah.
And say, what's up, future wife?
Future wife.
I'm sorry, what did
you
say?
You're not ready to say that,
No, exactly.
I don't know if you can do that
like
nowadays.
Kyle said, work on yourself first. You know, she'll you know smell what? That BS.
I don't know if you're ready. What's up? Future wife.
Don't do it. Yeah, if you're going at, to the vault or whatever. That's not the
vault.
Place.
Hey, the vault got closed down. Thank
the
you very
vault.
Much.
Man.
But,
oh, boy.
Kyle, one last thing. We always like to wrap it up with this question. If there is any advice you could give to a young, hungry broista working the night shifts at 8-Town or whatever, what would that be?
Just be that person that's going above and beyond outside of your job description and balancing all the core values, not just one in particular. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be the loudest, most outgoing, but be slow and make bad drinks. Like, don't be the fastest dude that's just an a-hole to people. Yeah. Like, just find the balance. Don't be the guy that's, like, so worried about the perfect drink that he doesn't talk to anyone and he makes it in, like, 4 minutes. Finding that balance of how I can go above and beyond for my customers, for my coworkers, and for everyone around me all the time. Whether that means like going outside and picking up trash because you saw a cup on the ground in the line. Like those kinds of things do not go unnoticed. And that's usually who moves up.
Yeah. People who take the initiative.
Yeah. And just hone those skills. You need a lot of them.
Totally.
People are always like, oh, Dutch Bros is easy. It's like, well, it's fun, but it is not easy.
Yeah.
To be a true slayer, you got to be on.
Totally.
Every freaking day.
Yeah. I was talking about this morning, I went to a stand and it was just like way different than the experience I got the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Different people. The first one was like, hey, how's it going? What can I get you? And then it was like, oh, can I get a large ice cone? Today, this guy's like, hey, what's going on today? How you feeling, bro? And I'm like, I'm feeling good. Like, how are you?
Like, okay, I don't feel that great. I had 6 pieces of pizza yesterday.
He's like, he knows.
And then he's like, you want to hear a story? And I'm like, sure, bro. Yeah. He tells me a story. It's finding that balance of like, how can you tailor the experience for every single customer and not just be like your show?
Totally.
And that's where a lot of the times they get into these phases of like, it's my show. If I want the line to move fast, I'm just going to say, hey, what can I get you? Boom, 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 next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to be like, oh, I like to talk and I want to hear myself tell stories. It's like, no, find that handcrafted experience for every single employee that's like, oh, this guy probably doesn't want to hear my story. Like, he just kind of wants his condo and wants to roll.
Yeah. Reading people is a huge, it's a huge part of what we do.
Yeah.
You got to learn it. And you can learn, you've been learning it through life.
Yeah.
And some people are really bad and some people are really good at it. Some people can just like manipulate their teachers in school. You know what I'm saying? Like they know them. So like, oh, bring them coffee, do whatever, right? And it's like, oh man. Like, so you can either affect others or be affected by others. You know what I mean? And if you can be an impact on others, whether it's positive or negative, hopefully it's in the positive, it's going to change the way that you are rather than letting other people impact you all the time. Because it's really easy to let others impact you. You know,
it's
what I mean?
Self-awareness, really.
100% awareness. Yeah. We get customers that are like, why was that employee talking to their friend for the last 5 minutes in the car in front of me? And I'm like, that wasn't their friend. That was just a customer.
Yeah.
And there's like 10 cars in line. So all 10 cars behind that one are mad because that one got an awesome experience.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, going back to it, it's balance and awareness. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm aware that my line is in the road.
Totally. Yeah.
So I'm going to have these quick like conversations. Mm-hmm. They got to be positive and fast, but customers understand why. They're not dumb. They know that you're in the road right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, oh, there aren't any cars in line and you're the only car. Cool. I'm going to talk to you for 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to rush that person out.
And truth be told, the customer can sense that too. If they're the only car in line and you are trying to rush them out, then that's kind of
weird. Yeah, that's bad.
It's really weird.
It's like, why didn't you? I thought people talk here.
Totally. We had something special.
We had something special.
Like, well, we did till you said, got boy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Boy,
hey, future wife.
Yeah.
That's when it gets weird, you know? That. I get that she would want to rush you out, Shane.
But
I
I'm
get
the
that.
Only car.
I'm the only car.
Well, we love you, Kyle.
Love
thanks
you
for
guys.
Being
yeah,
here,
dude. Thanks for coming
me.
Back, buddy.
This is probably a two-parter.
Nice having you here in GP for a bit.
I know, dude.
Can't wait to have you on in 5 years.
Five more years.
It's a tradition every 5 years.
Five more years.
I'll still be doing the podcast. Brian will still be doing the podcast.
Shane, hopefully I'm still alive.
Shane's going to be, he's Hollywood kid.
Ooh,
Hollywood. He's going to Hollywood.
He's going to Hollywood.
I'm going to Hollywood.
Now that he got those braces off his face, he's kind of handsome.
I know.
Fresh. Oh, you your braces off? Yeah. When did that happen?
Come on, man. Well, right on, Kyle. Thanks for coming on.
Right. Thanks, KG.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. See you, dude.
Bye, Dutch Nation.